Yeah, here we are in Tedworth in the Queen's Head. Oh dear, excuse me, I need another drink. and we're doing the best thing, keeping out of the cold this afternoon. But John, you've been around the village most of the week, haven't you, this week?
I certainly have, and in fact on Wednesday evening I was in the bar of this very Queen's Head to meet with Seth Brinklow. Now Seth, unfortunately you didn't meet him. What a real character he is. He's in fact 96 years old, his wife's 94, and he's lived in the village for the best part of his life. And we're going to have I met up with him, unfortunately he couldn't be here today, but we do have a tape of the meeting. And among other things, he just happens to own a melodeon. We've got Bill tinkling away on the old ivory, Seth, and you and I have been sitting here having a pint and talking about the old days. Now, you were born actually exactly where?
Born at Ocliffe. In 1900.
In 1900, and when did you move into Tedworth?
1902. Lost my father.
1902. Yeah. Did you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, one brother. He's dead though.
And you were telling me that one of your first jobs, or perhaps even your first job, was on the land working on the farm.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Exactly. What did you do?
Plowboy.
A plowboy.
Plowboy. Yeah.
Well, what did that exactly entail then in those days?
The plowing then were done with horses, and three horses and a lion, see?
Yeah.
And it didn't matter, the boy had to turn them around at the end.
Yeah, how did you manage that then?
Oh, a bloody whipping.
were those great big shy horse type?
Oh,
things,
they were, yeah.
How did a little lad of 13 manage three of those then?
Eh?
How did a little lad of 13 manage three of those?
Well, you had to.
Yeah? Well, all on your own?
No, the plowman, see?
Oh, right.
The plowman was holding the plow, and the boy was leading the horses.
Oh, I see.
Up and down, see?
Yeah, so you walked along in front of them?
The side of them.
Yeah, to the side.
And turn around at the end.
Yeah. And if they didn't turn around, did you shout and curse at them?
Well, you had to get them turn them around. And they soon got to know, though.
Yeah. How long a working day was it, Seth?
That's all going by the summertime and wintertime, eh?
Yeah.
In the wintertime, you start about 7.
And what time did you finish?
About 5 or 5:30.
All right, that was the longest old day. I mean, did you take your lunch with you, packed lunch?
Well, I didn't because I was near home, you see.
Oh, right, so you managed to get home for lunch then.
I went home to Mitchell.
Right. What about schooling then? If you left school, what? We left school when you were 13.
Yeah.
What was school like in those days here in the village?
Oh, when you was finished, you knew how to read and write.
Right, and spell.
And spell.
A lot of people around today, Seth, who can't do that, haven't they?
Yeah.
What do you think, I mean, you must have seen grandchildren or whatever. What do you think about schooling now compared to what it was when you were at school?
Not much. No.
Why is that?
They take too much notice of television.
Do they?
They take too much notice of television.
Yeah. But do you watch the old telly then?
Not much.
No?
What
sort of things do you watch when you do watch it?
Animals. Nature programmes.
Right. They're amongst some of the best, aren't they? But you're not into the old Top of the Pops or anything like that, then?
No.
Now, you've got a melodeon over here, which I would have called an accordion, yeah? But what's the difference between a melodeon and an accordion?
One plays two notes. One in, one out.
Oh, I see. And you were saying that that's 100 years old. How long have you had it?
I've had it about 60 years.
Right. And did you decide to get that and learn to play it, just sort of a bit of a pastime?
No, well, that time of day, you see, there was no television, no wireless. You made your own enjoyment.
So you sit around in the evenings at home?
Anybody who could play an instrument, I made a bit of fun, you see.
Right. What was it like then in the village, say, 60, 70, 80 years ago? I mean, water, toilets, electricity, that sort of thing.
That was only the old village pump.
Yeah. Well, they all used that, did they?
Yeah. The toilets. Well, you went down to your own.
Bucket, all right. you didn't get lumbered for that job all the time, did you?
You grew some bloody good salary, though.
I bet you did, yeah. I bet you did. Do you get over here into the pub very often?
Not very often.
No. Are you going to play your melodeon for us in a minute, aren't you? Have you got any idea which tune you're going to play for us?
I for me, the old one.
Be an old tune, will it?
Old musical one.
Yeah, that'd be nice. You going to sing or get us to sing with you?
Wouldn't you?
I won't, because I'll drive everybody out of the boozer if I start singing. We'll have a little listen to you in a minute on your melodeon then, yeah? Oh, thanks very much. Lovely, thanks, Seth. Yeah, great stuff. Yeah. I tell you, he was a
whose
really
Irish accent was that at the end?
That must be that Darth
was a fake Colin,
behind,
I heard
that Colin behind the bar.
Was it? Yeah. Can't trust him for a second.
Not a minute. You can't leave him out of your sight. That's for sure.